Good morning, everyone. Mayor Woody Washam here, and it is about town. And we are traveling today down the Small Business Cornelius Highway, and I'm so excited about that. You know, we're featuring a small business that's based in Cornelius once a month now. And, you know, there's no way that we couldn't have Mr. Small Business here with me. And he'll be helping me do this on a monthly basis. And I'm so excited about that because, you know, if we didn't have small businesses like you're going to hear about today in our town, you know, they employ most of the people that actually work in our town. And so we're very pleased that we have a robust number of small businesses headquartered and located in the town of Cornelius. And, you know, Jim Vogel, you're the best, buddy. I appreciate you helping me choose these guests that we have on our radio show to feature as a small business. And we got a good one today, don't we? Tell us about him.
Yeah, we do. We've got Bruce Powell here with Pure Clean, headquartered here in Cornelius. And, of course, they do a lot of things to help people when they have an emergency, whether it's residential or commercial. They're always there for us. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being here. So how long have you been in our town, and how long have you done what you're doing now?
Actually, I've been moved here 10 years ago Christmas. So, yeah, I just had my 10th anniversary, and I moved here and bought the businesses within 2 days.
Basically. Did you really?
Yeah, wow. Exactly. So. Wow. And I started in the restoration business the day I bought it, 10 years ago.
Did you really? So
yes.
Your learning curve shot straight up 10 years ago, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a lot of help from the previous owner. This was an existing business that I bought, an existing franchise. And I must say, Pure Clean as a corporation does a great job training their people before you take over a franchise. I spent 3 weeks in Florida, and we flood a house. We work in that house every day using the equipment. Each room is set up differently with carpet or hardwood or what. So you learn to dry every substrate before you walk out the door at corporate and take over a business.
So. Oh, that's incredible. So tell us about what your business does.
Well, we are an emergency services mitigation company.
Gotcha.
Basically, it's if you have a broken pipe in your home, and it floods your kitchen, you call the insurance agent or you call us direct, go online, you're going to have somebody like ourselves come out. We're going to extract the water. We're going to dry out all the substrates, whether it's hardwood floors, tile, whatever, and pull cabinets and things of that nature. It may have to tear out drywall to get you back to normal as quickly as possible. And same thing with a fire, except instead of there, we're dealing with the smoke damage 9 times out of 10 and the odor. And we do quite a bit of mold as well in this marketplace. So.
And you're 24/7, 365, right?
I mean, absolutely. People don't pick a time for a pipe to break.
No, when the Panthers played the Lions last Christmas Eve, and it was so cold, 11 degrees, I think, was the highest. Well, we came home to frozen pipes.
Yep.
As you know, and I gave Bruce a call. He was there. Didn't make any difference what holiday it was. He was there to help us, and over the course of 3 or 4 days, you got everything dried out, everything set up. You know, then, of course, you've got all the other things involved, too, right? You work with insurance, and
absolutely,
you work with adjusters,
yeah,
and you partner with those kinds of people. Is it easier when you can partner with those kinds of people?
That's the only way to do it. I believe the real key to our business is communication, not only with the homeowners, but with the insurance professionals you're dealing with. You know, it makes the whole process a lot smoother. If you know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and we walk through with the adjusters on the job, especially if there's anything unusual that happens. Say you have, it's an older home and somebody's put a second layer of subfloor in, and suddenly now you're drying 2 layers of subfloor. We tell the adjuster as soon as we see it. So when he gets our paperwork at the end and there's twice as much subfloor being removed when it's necessary, he knows, okay, I remember. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. No big deal. And he just moves on.
Yeah. So tell me about it's and I'm asking this question from a personal standpoint. So, you know, what's important for homeowners to approach of not having to call you, I guess is what I'm saying, on, from a preventive standpoint. And I'll tell you why I ask, and you'll laugh at me, I'm sure. So, you know, I'm a would-be plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And folks have laughed at me about this. So I go about fixing my kitchen sink one day and get up the next morning and my kitchen's flooded. And, you know, the one basic thing that I realized I didn't know the answer to was where my shutoff valve was in my house. I had absolutely no idea. It's hidden in such a good place in the closet of my downstairs bedroom. It's fine. And we had to really call a previous contractor that worked with us to even find it. That, you know, I think back to that and, you know, how dumb that was not knowing where that shutoff valve was. So what are some preventive kind of suggestions you could make to folks?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The key, especially from a water damage standpoint, is make sure you know where that main shutoff valve is. Typically in a city home, it's going to be on the in the front of the house. Usually, if it's in a basement, it's going to be in a basement. Most times now, it's going to be in your garage on the wall that's facing the street where the water comes into the house,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And a lot of times, it's just a regular shutoff valve. Now, some of the older homes, it may be down in the crawl space,
mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to crawl down there. Or if you're on a well, it's going to, the water comes in from the well direction, so it may not be on the front wall of the house like it is in most houses. A tip to you, know, and I was going to bring this up anyway, coming time of year, this weekend, especially with Easter, a lot of people are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the water off to the house before you leave.
That's really good advice.
Yes. We get about a half a dozen to a dozen calls every summer that people have gone for a weekend or gone for a week. One time we had one that went to Europe for 30 days. The water pipe broke while they were gone, and it ran the entire time.
Oh, wow.
The longer it runs, the more damage it's going to do. Chances are, when you come home, you turn the water back on, within a few hours, it may have broke anyway. Yeah. But at least you're there, and you catch it quicker.
Right.
And as soon as you realize you've got a water leak, shut the water off.
Right.
Even before you call the insurance agent, you call the plumber, get somewhere. A lot of times you can, if it's under a sink, you can just shut off the water to the sink. You don't have to shut off all the water. But if that doesn't work, make sure you know where the main shutoff is and shut it down.
That is great advice. And I'm sure you got a lot of additional advice, too, for folks. And, you know, the water damage, the fire damage, what other kind of damages do you see?
Well, basically mold. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we'll find with mold is they've had a water loss that did not get dried out properly.
Gotcha.
Either, you know, there's a problem. People will mop up the pooling water on the floor and think, oh, it's done. I've
right.
taken care of it. What they don't think about is the water that seeped in between the seams of the wood slats and got between the wood underneath.
Exactly.
And then in a few weeks, suddenly they've got a mold issue.
Here we go. This is Mayor Woody Washam, and we are about town with small business. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam will return after this short break on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
My motto, that's not the corporate one.
Yeah. And we're back. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we are back with our small business feature today. You know, we're doing this once a month, and I'm really enjoying featuring these wonderfully small businesses coordinated with the one and only Jim Vogel. So, you know, I bet Bruce attends your weekly meetings pretty often, doesn't he?
I think that's where I first met him. He's been around for a long time. You know, the Lake Norman Small Business Network is celebrating its 10th year. Remember way back when?
I do. What do you think
of this idea? Because I walked up to Woody when we were at one of the second Fridays.
Yes.
And I walked up to you and told you who I was and, you know, and asked for your support. And you've had our back ever since. In fact, you're probably the most common elected official that comes on a regular basis.
Oh, it's awesome.
And
awesome.
We really, really, in fact, a guy yesterday, I was telling you on the phone last night, he came, he goes, I was hoping the mayor would be here.
Uh-huh.
I said, we get him occasionally.
Yeah, I will definitely be there when my schedule permits. I absolutely will. So, Bruce, you know, PureClean is a pretty unique business, but, you know, as we were talking about in the previous segment, you know, preventive kinds of measures that citizens can take is pretty interesting. Let me ask you if you do this, because I had another problem. I mean, you know, maybe I get some free advice here today, Jim. That would be nice too, wouldn't it? So I don't know if you do this sort of thing or not, but, you know, we ended up having some rodent type damage going on around our house. What do you do? Do you run into that? Is that something your business takes care of? You know, this particular, we had actually what we thought was squirrels,
right?
But it didn't end up being squirrels. It ended up being raccoons.
Oh boy!
In my attic, and the cost factor for cleaning that up and patching it up was pretty compelling. It right. really was. So. Ever run into that?
Well, we run into it more on the backside of what's left if the animal expires and yes. suddenly you've got the odor. Now, we'll deal with the odor. We don't deal with how to get rid of the raccoon ahead of time.
Gotcha.
That would be your pest companies and things of that nature. But like I said, we do part of our, another part that I don't mention as often is our odor removal. And whether it's animals like that, and the feces, that's part of the biohazard situation. If that's the problem, we'll come in and we'll clean that up for you and get that out of your house and get rid of the odor. We do a lot of that. That's part of the fire damage situation,
sure.
too. A lot of houses aren't totaled from a fire, and maybe the fire is relatively confined to the kitchen area, but the smoke travels throughout the house because it gets picked up by the HVAC system. And then you've got to get rid of that odor. And we do a lot of that. We do a lot, don't do as much today as we once did with realtors because it's not as prevalent. People who have smoked in a house and the new buyer does not want to deal with the nicotine odor.
Gotcha.
We do a lot of that as well, getting rid of that odor. And
interesting.
It can be somewhat of a challenge, you know, especially somebody who's smoked in a home for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my guys right now are looking at a job over in the Concord area it's a commercial job that was a cigar bar, and they're trying to re-rent the building, and our guys are looking at it to see what we need to do to try to get rid of that odor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I recently had an incident with a skunk too, so
yeah.
Should have thought about you because mm-hmm. it did get in my HVAC system, so, and yeah. We got it out, but it took a while and it wasn't easy. But
you know, it's pretty common. I had flying squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
That
did
lived
really?
In my attic.
Oh man!
And we use varmints here yeah. in Cornelius, or right here on Catawba.
Right. Uh huh.
And you get a 5-year warranty with that.
Is
and
that
they've
right?
come back and once. It's their house.
Mm-hmm.
They come back. I go. I have a house, a neighbor with 67 homes in it. Why did they pick my house?
Oh, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "They love home."
Yeah.
And so got it pretty. But it's exactly right. It's a check that you write. It's a little bigger check.
And you yes. can't help it. You got to write.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so between PureClean environments, I think you can keep them out of the house.
That's awesome. Well, Jim, we want people to call in, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. If you call in to 844-788-3464.
1-8-844 Studio 4.
Yeah, but I spend too much time trying to find the letters.
I know.
844-788-3464. If you're a small business out there, if you're part of the LKN SBN, if you're part of the chamber, call us up. Tell us who you are. We'd love to know who you are on Small Business Thursday because it's all about town.
Yeah, and if you want to be featured on this particular small business week that we have here on the radio, you call Jim and let him know, and he will certainly consider that.
So, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, hook us up. Good deal. So, Bruce, You've been doing this 10 years. How's your business changed over that 10 years that you have been here in this particular business? I know you've learned a lot, right. but tell us what's actually changed with how you do business.
I think it has more to do with the technology that's available for us for equipment,
yes,
and things of that nature. And we're big believers in doing as little additional demolition as necessary to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, for instance, a couple of the products that are available now that weren't available 10 years ago, there's a mat system. It's basically plastic mats with a suction pump that if your wood floor, back in the day, if your wood floor got wet, there was no way to dry that wood floor out short of cutting it out. And today, if we get to the job quickly enough, we can use the mat system and literally suck the water that got underneath the floor up between the cracks with this,
wow,
mat system. From a customer standpoint, the real value, if I cut your floor out and now it's going to be, you're going to be walking on your subfloor, which is not fun. A lot of cases, we take all the nails out, don't get me wrong, but it's still raw wood, basically. And you're going to be walking on that for at least a couple of weeks. You're going to have to bring in the floor guys to take a look at it, try to match the existing wood floor. He's going to have to order the wood, bring it in. It's going to have to acclimate for 3 days in your home before he can put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to have to sand and refinish all the wood floor to match. You're talking a 6 week, 2 month situation. Whereas,
oh, wow,
if I can use the mat system, we're done in 3 to 5 days and it's back to work business as normal.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Things like that. Same thing with the cavity dry. Again, you have a leak in the room above. Used to, if the ceiling got wet, very wet at all, you had to basically cut the drywall ceiling out and then have the whole thing replaced when we're done and everything repainted.
Gotcha.
Today, we use a heating system with hoses that we run these hoses. We do a quarter inch hole in the ceiling, several places. We run heat up there to dry out the cavity between the top floor and the next floor. But when we're done, we just pull those hoses out, you fill those quarter inch holes, and you still have to repaint. But again, you're not talking about a full sheet of drywall or anything like that. It's a lot quicker in terms of the customer getting back to normal, and a lot less expensive, quite honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, small businesses go through interesting times, I guess. And one of those interesting times over the past several years has been as we maneuvered our way through the COVID crisis. So how did that affect you? And, you know, I guess people still had issues that they needed your services for.
I was going to say, we were lucky in terms of the small bit from the COVID standpoint in that we were considered an important business that we had to be able to work.
Essential.
So, yeah, we were an essential business. So we kept working throughout. And in fact, I think we probably, what I saw was we got more calls. Mm-hmm. They were smaller in terms of the amount of damage because people were home and they were catching the water leaks quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rather than they go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, the pipe breaks at 8:30, it runs for the next 8 hours till they got home. So, but in our case, like I said, since they're there, they're catching them quicker, and a lot of things that they might have not paid any attention to, now they're home, they saw it. So we got what I've considered to be more calls, but they were smaller in terms of the damage that was done.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. So there's no real cyclical nature or seasonal nature to your business, is there?
Well, winter time can be bad, especially because
of
frozen pipes,
gotcha,
and things of that nature. Now, we really haven't had what I would consider to be a bad winter here in like 5 years.
Sure.
Actually.
But it does get a little cold.
Yeah, it does get a little cold at times, but it really has to go, you know, below freezing and stay there, probably really around 15 degrees or below for at least about 3 days for pipes typically to break. Now, I'll take out the hose bibs. If you have a hose bib, sometimes, especially if it's not well insulated, it doesn't take as much for that to break. But it's pretty much. For instance, this last freeze we were talking about here, we had what, 3 days?
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not Christmas, but this past year we had like what, 1 weekend it got cold.
Yeah, it did. It got to 11.
Yeah. we actually only had like two calls of frozen pipes because it only stayed down for like 2 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's pretty amazing and something to certainly think about. So talk about mold a little bit. You know, I don't know that we used to hear a lot about mold.
Yeah.
But it's certainly more prevalent now. And, you know, I know we got a break coming up, which we'll probably have to go past that to finish this conversation. But, is that on an increasing kind of,
yes. And I think part of it has to do, you say you hear a lot more about it in the news and on the internet and things, and people are more aware of it than they were 10 years ago. But we're, quite honestly, 60% of our business is mold related.
Wow. We want to hear about that.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break here in just a couple of minutes, but, we'll be talking about that, that essence and how important it is. Cornelius Mayer, Woody Washam, and we'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. We'll return with more of Mayor Woody Washam and About Town in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Call now to speak with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam at 844-STUDIO-4. It's About Town on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here. And we're featuring our Small Business Week here on WSIC Radio and on the About Town program. So, you know, we love our small businesses here in Cornelius, and, you know, it's a lot going on. Bruce, how many employees do you have here?
I have two employees.
Gotcha.
Team of two.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, that is awesome. It really is. So, you know, we appreciate all of our employers here in Cornelius, and that certainly means a lot. So speaking of my mayor's job, I've got to head out here shortly. Jim, I know you'll take us to the end here and finish this great conversation we're having with PureClean and Bruce Powell. But I want to tell you what we're doing. You know, it's important. You're talking about communications, Bruce, a little bit ago. It's really important for the towns and cities in this particular county, at least, to get together and talk to each other. And we're doing that today. And I've got to head out of here shortly for Mecklenburg County's county mayor's meeting. It's awfully important for us to communicate, and we've got some very important things to talk about today on our agenda. So we have lunch in one of the various towns in the county every few weeks, actually. And so today we're doing that in Mint Hill. So I got a little drive ahead to get to Mint Hill, and so I need to take off to do that. I do want to remind our listeners of one thing that is going on in our town that is something you will not want to miss, and that is our coffee chat coming up on Monday at the wonderful H2. You know, we brag a lot about H2 and their contributions that they make civically to our community. We're really proud of what they do, not only for your small business organization, but for our town of Cornelius overall. But they open up their doors for us as well once a month for our coffee chats. And I'm so proud that our coffee chat have gotten back in gear again. We took a little break, if you will, and now we're back. This month, the topic is transportation. I know folks that is their top priority this town, and it does affect our small businesses. It really does. And some more than others, but it certainly does affect them. And we're going to be talking about that. There's some awesome updates out there. We've got two projects under contract now that are moving forward. So I'm couldn't be more than pleased, but we've got a lot more coming. So I want to invite you to come at 8:30 this coming Monday, April 1st, to H2. And it lasts from 8:30 until 9:30, hard stop at 9:30. And I really, really look forward to having our folks get an update on what's going on. I guarantee you one thing, you'll learn something. So anyway, just wanted to throw that in before I have to head to this mayor's meeting. But Jim, I appreciate you being here. And Bruce, I do appreciate you being here as well. Interesting business you have. And thanks for sharing all that you have today. So Jim, what else you want to know about PureClean today?
We got to get back to mold now, right?
Okay. Yeah, we got to get back to mold for sure.
Always a problem around here with tons of humidity, 90-degree mm-hmm. weather. Some of it's you can't see.
Right.
Right, but you know it's there. How do you know it's there if you can't see it?
Well, the key would be if you think you've got a problem, and a lot of times it's people vary. Some are more susceptible to it than others. The other thing is we're all breathing mold every moment of the day. There's some 10,000 varieties of mold. There's only about 3 or 4 that typically are toxic. And those toxic molds, people who are susceptible to it especially, will start to have breathing issues and things of that nature. The key, if you can't see the damage, you call what they call an indoor environmental professional. And there's several of them in the local area that will come in. And what they do, they take air samples or swab samples, typically air samples, in the rooms where they believe you've got a problem. They'll take an air sample outside. They'll send that to the lab, and they'll get the results back. And it will show them how many spores of what varieties of mold that you have in your home. For the most part, if the levels inside the home are less than what's outside the home, you're good to go. Now, if a lot of people hear the word black mold, it's basically the scientific name is called Stachybotrys. If you have Stachybotrys, you've got an issue that needs to be addressed because that is the most toxic of the version. There's also 2 or 3 others, Ketomium, Aspergillus, Penicillium. But bottom line is the only way, if you can't see the growth, the only way to do that is an air sample. Typically, that's kept separate from our group, the restoration industry, because of a conflict of interest. You use an independent contractor. They take your samples, and you know when you get the results back, they sent your samples and not your next-door neighbor's. Okay. Once you get that report back that says, okay, they've got this, this, and this, and this is where they're located, then you call somebody like us, and we come in, and as part of that report, they give you a pro forma, how to get rid of it, basically. And we'll go through and do what they say. When we're done, you have that same IEP come back, and he retests, does the same thing again. Now, especially the toxic molds, should be gone. And once you get that approval from him, then you're good to go and you can move forward with your life as normal.
Well, now that the mayor's gone, right?
Yes.
We are going to have a little bit of fun.
That sounds good to me.
Because when daddy's away, right? No, mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. But anyway, tell me about those hold my beer moments. And you know what I mean by that?
Mm-mm,
no. It's when the husband or the wife looks underneath and sees this huge drip. And the husband or the wife says, here, hold my beer. I can fix that.
Yeah.
You know, how many of those mistakes are made when you're doing it yourself?
Well, with YouTube being what it is today, everybody thinks they can watch a YouTube video and they suddenly have become a plumber. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case and it comes back to bite them. I would tell you, and I've done it myself, I can't, you know, I'm not throwing stones because I've done the same thing, but bottom line is you're better off to call a professional and get it done right the first time because 9 times out of 10, it's going to cost you more on the backside after you've got more damage, basically.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, but, you know, and you mentioned under the sink. 60% of the water issues that we run across are in the kitchen, either from the ice maker line, the dishwasher, or obviously the sink. That's where most of your, unfortunately, the ice maker line and the dishwasher, unless they have a major leak, it's going to leak forever because when's the last time you pulled your refrigerator out from the wall to
look? And that's a common issue with the refrigerators, right? And the ice.
Yes. Yeah. And it will leak. When it gets bad enough that the floor in front of the refrigerator, you start seeing, and especially there's a lot of wood floors in kitchens today, you start seeing that wood floor start to cup in front of the refrigerator. now you've probably had an issue and very likely you've got mold because it's been sitting there for weeks, basically.
Do you have an example of you walk into somebody's house, you know they did it themselves and they're so sorry and, you know, but they need you now kind of thing?
Trying to think of an example of that right offhand. You know, the main issue, well, and we see it a lot more, like I said, because what happens is, I got even a better story. We got called to a house that a realtor owned and went back to the bathroom, and the back wall of the bathroom, which was an outside wall, was eaten up with mold. But they didn't have, there was no water pipes on that wall. There was nothing, and we couldn't figure out, because part of our job is not only to fix the problem, is to fix the results, but to try to identify what the problem was. So it, you know, doesn't happen again. Fix, you know, whether it's us or a plumber who has to fix it, but at least identify it so we can get it fixed long term, if you will. So anyway, we went through, we basically had to tear out the entire back wall of this, and my lead tech and I were doing it, and we're going crazy trying to figure out where did the moisture come from that made this wall get eaten up with mold. So we're finishing up the job. We walked outside, and there was had been a long-term renter in the home. And a nice man, we were talking to him, and he said, yeah, he goes, you know, I've been here like 6 years. I keep the maintenance up, and the place was really nice. He says, yeah, he goes, I even power wash the siding. And he goes, and I get up and under the siding. And we realized right there what had happened was with the power washer, he thought he was doing a great job, but he got up and under the siding that got into the insulation. It sat there in a concealed area, no movement, and it hot in the summertime. It basically turned to mold, and that's what happened. That's where the moisture was coming from with him power washing. And that happens, you know, things like that happen a lot. People think they're doing a good job and doing the right thing, but they just don't realize the damage that they're creating in the backside.
Yeah, that's a problem when you make that mistake, right?
Yeah.
It's long term.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now, how busy are you through the week? Do you have a lot of stuff going on?
It can vary. We get anywhere from, I get probably 5 calls a week on average, but it can go to 10. And during a bad event, 5 or 6 years ago, we got 9 calls and within 2 hours when one of those deep freeze events. During, actually, 2 years ago at Christmas, you mentioned earlier how the temperature dropped. We were crazy. I don't even know. I mean, I've only in 10 years, I've actually had to put customers on a wait list twice, and that was one of them, because we just could not get to the job.
And as we close into this last segment, 1-844-788-3464, and we'll be right back.
Starting to dry things out today. We'll still keep some extra clouds around, but the rain will stay to our south and east, and we'll even have a few peaks of sunshine at times. High temperatures back in the mid-60s this afternoon. Heading into our Friday, the sunshine comes back in a big way, and it's a beautiful Easter weekend. We'll warm things up to approaching 80 by Saturday and Sunday. And that's your forecast from the WSIC Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Chase Myers.
About Town continues now. Here's your host, Cornelius Mayer, Woody Washam, on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Hey, this is Jim Vogel. It isn't the mayor. The mayor's heading to Mint Hill for a meeting, and I'm very, very blessed and lucky to have an opportunity to talk to Bruce Powell today. He, of course, is the owner of Pure Clean Fire and Water Damage. They're the specialists. What's that nickname that you guys use just for you?
Just for me.
Yep.
We suck water, guys.
We suck water.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, give us some information on how we can get in contact with you.
You can call us 24/7 at 704-992-6046. That's 704-992-6046. 6046, or our website is Puro, and that's P-U-R-O, capital C, clean.com/PFWDS-NC.
Nice. Easier way to go is Pure Clean on Facebook. You can find you right away.
That's right. Absolutely.
A lot of people actually do. It's I really appreciate you being here today. Now, you know you are a member of the LKNSBN.
Absolutely.
It's our 10th year, the Lake Norman Small Business Network. And, of course, we thank the Chamber, too, for helping drive our membership, because our focus basically is on that little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Makes less than 40 grand a year, struggling to work, come together to get ideas. You know, 70% of our economy here across the lake, whether it's Cornelius or Statesville, all the way up and down, is small business.
Right.
And a lot of people are on the working off their dashboard. They're working in a coffee shop. They're working in a kitchen. We don't know who they are. So if you know who you are out there, let us know, because you just get a hold of Jim Vogel. Again, you can find me anywhere, especially on Facebook, and let us know who you are so you can become a member of the free Lake Norman Small Business Network. Again, we meet at H2 Public House here in Cornelius. I'll tell you, Josh and his guys, Jesse, all these guys are so good. Complimentary waters and coffees every Wednesday morning. It's weekly Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10:30. We have a lot of fun. In fact, you've been in this group a long, long time now, Bruce. How's it helped you?
Well, absolutely. I mentioned earlier, we're strictly a mitigation company. We'll come in and we do the dry out and things that need to be done to get you back, but we do not do rebuild. And where LKNSBN comes in for me is many times the water leak came from a roof leak, so they need a roofer to fix that. They need a specialist. I've met several good roofers through LKNSBN. Same thing with plumbers, electricians, drywall painting specialists, flooring people. I use LKNSBN because I'm not going to refer a company that I'm not comfortable with. When I refer somebody to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I want to make sure that the referral is going to do the same kind of job I expect my team to do. And that's exactly where LKNSBN comes in. I see these people almost weekly, and we confer about the jobs, and it's not just dropped once I make the phone call and say, hey, by the way, Joe, call Mr. and Mrs. Smith. There's a follow-up involved, and vice versa. And they refer me for the same reason, because they know I'm going to follow up on the job, it's going to be done right, and the customer is going to be happy when it's all said and done.
Yeah, we tend to be a referral organization. We're not a selling network. We're a telling network. And we share that kind of thing. You know, we're all Google. You know, ask us, you know, who the best is, and we'll tell you.
Right.
You know, because it isn't who you know. It isn't what you know. It's who knows you.
Yeah.
And that's really the home run for all of us as we do this. Now, on a lighter note, you know, I went to Michigan. I graduated from Michigan.
I've never held that against you. But
and you have a little place near Columbus somewhere?
Yeah, it's called The Ohio State. Yes, absolutely. So
I'm going to get that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that guy. But anyway, we have a lot of fun teasing about that. But, you know, many of us came here because of the economy. We came here because of the retirement opportunity that could happen down the road. We came here because of the beautiful lake. But we also came here because of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, led by the mayor and his team, we really have a great time here in Cornelius. It's really the avenue of Lake Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Main Street Lake Norman basically is Catawba.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can be in Huntersville, you can be all the way down to Statesville. You know where Catawba Avenue is in Cornelius. And you can get anything you want at any time you want from anyone you want on Catawba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a transportation problem, as you know.
Right.
And we're working on it. But sometimes it's awful tough to make a left turn out of a business. And I hear a lot of that. So it's gonna happen. Growth is a healthy thing. And we just have to keep focused and know that in time, we're going to get what we need to help these small businesses. But again, we can't help you if we don't know who you are.
Absolutely.
So, you know, please let us know. Come on weekly Wednesdays, H2 Public House. Again, their address is 19906 North Cove. It's right here in the peninsula. And we have just have a lot of fun, you know, with what we're doing with that. But, and of course, it's the holiday weekend.
Absolutely.
You know, happy Easter to you and to all our community out there. In fact, what is today? Some people call it Holy Thursday. Some people call it Maundy Thursday. But, you know, it is a day that I think we can be much more humble, much more focused on helping each other. I think that the commitment that we all have is to make somebody's life better when you walk away from them than when you first met them. And I think it's very, very important that we do that, not just during Easter week, but every day of the week. Wake up finding out who you can help that day. And, man, I'll tell you, you sleep better, don't you,
Bruce? No doubt, no doubt. One of the great things about my business is we see people a lot of times at one of the worst times of their life. If their house has been damaged, either from fire, water, mold, doesn't matter. But if somebody's got 2 inches of water in their house, and when we walk in the door to help them, just the look on their face makes it all worth it.
It does. And how many skilled tradespeople are out there that, like, do what you do? And you know, you think about it, that restaurants are skilled trades.
Absolutely.
Right? Of course, my company, IMU Social Media, is the company for skilled trade social media. If you just go to social media, skilledtradesocialmedia.com, you'll be able to find us, IMU Social Media. And we help carpenters and we help you guys. In fact, you're one of my clients as we do the things for you. And we have a lot of fun with that. But the bottom line is we want every one of our skilled trades better than they are right now.
Right.
And all the restaurants and the small businesses, we really appreciate you. Every Friday we put out on Facebook why it's Small Business Weekend. Every weekend, Small Business Weekend.
Right.
So that we can have an opportunity to help all of us, you know. And in fact, this Cornelius office for the radio show is a small business. You know, it's awesome. You know, thank our engineer, Will, back there. Thank you so much, Bill. You guys do a great job. In fact, he's helping me through this because, as you know, this is my first time.
Right.
I'm sitting by myself.
And you're doing a good job.
Doing the Ray Didio, right?
Right.
You know, I did some of this in college. So I did have a lot of fun. But I'll tell you, without the engineering side of this, to push you through at the right times, it's a challenge. So glad to have you back there. And, of course, the mayor to give us a chance to spend an hour once a month to talk about our small business. You know, it's amazing that we just have to keep it out there, that awareness, that opportunity.
Right.
That's all we think about is how can we help our small businesses get better?
Yep.
So if you're out there, we'd love to know who you are.
I was going to say, obviously, I do a lot of networking as part of my business. But the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce does a wonderful job in terms of the events they put on, trying to get the small businesses together, to work together for the community and community involvement. They're just very active. Bill Russell and that team do a great job as well. And as you say, they've helped support Lake LK and SBN. We've got great support from the politicians. Woody especially has always been there. He's as close as your telephone, basically. So and I don't know too many areas, not even around here, but especially outside of the North Carolina area, where you can say that about the political establishment and the Chamber of Commerce and how closely they work together.
Well, the Chamber is the best dang chamber in the whole entire country, right?
Yeah.
And they do a great job here. You know, it's an opportunity for all of us to cross-pollinate. Rod Beard was the board member of the year for the Chamber. He's also one of the longest-term members of our group. And, of course, Stacy Bright, we love you out there if you're listening. She was the volunteer of the year, and she is on the board of the Lake Norman Small Business Network. So there is a lot of cross-pollination that goes on. The cool thing is that we're always pollinating. We're always trying to grow. You know, those pine trees want little pine trees. That's why we got that yellow out there, right? We're trying to do the same thing here to make sure. 10 years ago, people didn't really care about the small businesses. It was, you know, the big businesses, you know, the big ribbon cuttings and the hospitals and the dealerships and all that good stuff. And it wasn't until we had challenges in 08, again, and challenges a few years after that, that people realized those small businesses are keep on going. So we dedicate everything to those people, get up at 3 a.m. to make those donuts. you know, that are out before it's even dawn, and they're doing deliveries. Thank you out there so much for what you do, and we certainly wish that you're going to have a fine Easter and have a lot of fun, you know. And I know that we'll be back next month for I'm still trying to figure out who our guest is, but we do have one for next month. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Any last words before we move towards the finish?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to share this my business with you. It's been a great 10 years. We love this area. We love especially Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, and as I mentioned earlier, they've been very supportive of us and our business throughout the 10-year period. When we made the decision to move down here and buy this business, I have not regretted it a second, and looking forward to a really bright future. Thank you.
You know, we really appreciate everybody out there listening today. Again, head to Ramsey Creek or head somewhere this weekend with your family. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You know, get some local flowers, buy a local ham, you know, have some fun this afternoon and the rest of the weekend. We really appreciate, again, for the mayor, Woody Washam, and About Town, Jim Vogel, and Bruce Powell saying thank you so much.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.